Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about a new life, and it's within the overall series that I'll be doing on being made new in Christ. And looking at this new life, what it looks like, how we live it, how we get it. And today we're going to talk specifically about a blameless life. And interesting topic, one that probably seems a little bit elusive. Psalm 26, verse 1 says, "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering." I don't know about you, but I'm guessing that there have been times in your life when someone has blamed you for something, whether you did it or not. It's one thing when we take the blame for something that we're actually responsible for, that was our fault, that we contributed to. But it's generally a whole different thing from our perspective when we're blamed for something we had nothing to do with. And I think that's where we need to look at what this word means. Sometimes we get that idea that the only way to be blameless is to be perfect. And in reality, I think the psalmist unwraps the key to living a blameless life when he finishes out that verse. You see, do you remember what it said? He's seeking vindication. Vindication from God. He's wanting God to take his side, if you will. And the reason, the justification for this request is that he has led a blameless life. And I believe the second part of the verse gives an indication of what that means. Some would look at it and say, well, he's just stating another defense. This is just another point. But he says, I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. I believe the only way to truly live a blameless life before God is to trust in the Lord without wavering. To allow the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We are not perfect. We have things in our life that the enemy could hold against us. Except for the fact that they've been paid for by Jesus. And so many times we listen to the accuser because we know we're not blameless. Or we think we're not blameless. We know the real me. We know what's underneath what everyone else sees. But when we come to God, we can not only claim, but we can declare a blameless life by trusting fully in the Lord. By trusting not just that he knows what he's doing, not just that he's God, but trusting in the work that he has accomplished. Trusting in his power, his might, his love, his forgiveness, his mercy. trusting in His promises. And when He says that He will remove our sin from us as far as the east is from the west, that's a pretty great distance. And when we look at God's Word, and we often apply it to our interactions with others, which we ought to, when He says that love covers a multitude of sin, and that when we love one another, we help one another overcome sin, but the ultimate example of that is God's love being shown to us through Jesus that covers our sin by His blood. And when we trust in God's Word, when we believe what it says, the accusations of the enemy have no place to really stick. It's kind of like Velcro. You know, Velcro has two parts. And one part is obviously rougher than the other, but neither part will generally stick to something if the other part isn't present, or something similar. And the one is, it's the hooks, and the other is the receptors, and I forget the that receptors is a term that they like to use for it, but there are materials that make good receptors. If you have that hook present, besides just the piece of Velcro that it came with. But if I have something with Velcro attached to it, and either side of the Velcro, and I try to go up and press it against my painted drywall, it'll just fall to the floor. It doesn't stick. There's nothing there to hold it. And it doesn't matter whether I use the hook part or the receptor part. There's nothing to keep it there. And I think that's the same way with the blame that the enemy wants to hurl against us. It's not that in the right circumstance, in the right setting, that it wouldn't stick. But when the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness, we've been covered and washed and made clean. And all of those things that would have become receptors have been smoothed over, they've been covered. And those hooks of blame that the enemy wants to use would simply fall to the ground because there's nowhere for them to stick to. That's being blameless by fully trusting in God to do what He says He'll do. And when we live life with the blame removed, we live life, at least we ought to be able to live life with the guilt removed. Many times that's really where the guilt comes from, is we accept the blame, whether we deserve it or not. And when we fully trust in God's Word, when we fully trust in the Lord, we accept His payment for the things that were our fault. And it doesn't mean, as we talked about a little bit Sunday out of Romans, it doesn't mean that, well, we keep on sinning then because we can be blameless by trusting God. Well, if we're trusting God, we're not desiring to sin. It's when we intentionally sin, we make the blood of Jesus to be meaningless. And so living this blameless life by trusting fully in the Lord isn't a license to do whatever we want and simply say, oh, God will take care of it. But it ought to be a reassurance that when our heart is set fully on God, that even when we stumble, even when sin creeps in and catches us off guard, we can still be blameless. We don't have to beat ourselves up. We don't have to allow others to beat ourselves up, to beat us up. We live with that trust that God's got this because I'm His child, because He loves me, because I've chosen to live an obedient life to His word, to what He desires. When we live life in that way, God says we can, and we do live a blameless life. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has given us what we need in order to live that blameless life. A life that we couldn't live on our own, a life that we could never attain to without the blood of Jesus. Every one of us have things in our life that we could legitimately take the blame for, and we know that. And Father, I'm thankful that you have given us your precious promises, that we can be restored and made right and be seen as blameless because you, by the blood of Jesus, has covered and cleansed and washed those receptors of blame so that the barbs and the hooks of Satan have nowhere to attach themselves. God, help us to not only remember that for ourselves as we live life today, but may we keep that in mind in our interactions with others. When we find ourselves casting blame towards someone, especially those brothers and sisters in Christ who have also chosen to fully trust in you, may we realize your word. May we give them the same grace that we have needed for ourselves and we continue to need for ourselves. Father, help us to recognize our weaknesses, to allow you to be our strength, to live that blameless life, to be vindicated not by our goodness or our righteousness, our power, but vindicated by you because we have put our trust fully in you. Father, today as we go about the task before us, I pray that your Spirit would guide us. Your word would lead us on paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And as we trust fully in you, that we would do so by the power of Jesus within us. And at every opportunity that we have, that we would lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday, devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.